السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فنكمل ما بدأنا به من التعليق على كتاب رياض الصالحين وبالله التوفيق. نعم
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began by saying part of the khutbah tahajjah, which is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to begin his speeches with, whereby he stated clearly, all praise is due to Allah, we praise Him, we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can cause to go astray, and whomsoever Allah decrees to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger. And then the Shaykh Habib Allah ta'ala stated that we will proceed to finish that which we are in the process of finishing, and that is the explanation of this book, Riyad al-Salihin. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يقول المصنف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين، باب فضل الجوع وخشونة العيش والاقتصار على القليل من المأكول والمشروب والملبوس وغيرها من حدود النفس وترك الشهوات.
هذا كله في باب تزكية النفوس.
The Shaykh رضي الله تعالى stated that this chapter is related to what is called تزكية النفوس or purification of the soul.
يؤثر على التقلل من الدنيا وعدم الركون إليها.
And that causes the person to not depend on the dunya or the worldly affairs, nor does it cause the person to be to immerse himself in that.
ونحن في عصر غلبت فيه جوانب الترفه ورغد العيش.
And the Shaykh رضي الله تعالى stated that we live in times where the people have plenty and they live luxurious lives.
في ملابسنا.
And that is with regards to clothing.
مساكننا.
That is with regards to the clothing we wear and the houses or the dwellings that we live in.
مأكلنا.
And also with regards to the food we eat.
مشاربنا.
And what we drink.
فنسأل الله يزيدنا وإياكم من فضله.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى means supplication that Allah increase us in these blessings and provisions.
ويجعل ما وهبنا من هذه الخيرات والأمن والأمان والنعم عونا على طاعة الله.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala proceeded to finish the supplication that Allah make these provisions and blessings that He has blessed us with a means of assisting us in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أيها الإخوة، في هذا الوقت الذي نحن فيه في هذه الأشياء غيركم في لأواء وشدة.
The Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala stated that, oh dear brothers, that which we have and those blessings which we have and that lifestyle that we have, we live that due to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while other people, they live in a form of shidda or hardship and trials and tribulations. With regards to those things that were previously mentioned. And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala said, with other people, these things, they are not even, they don't even exist, or they are close to not existing. And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala stated that it is the, some people live in what is the opposite of those blessings that he previously described.
خاصة في هذه الأجواء القارصة البرودة.
And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala stated that we are reminded of this, especially in the times where we live in this cold weather, this pinching cold weather.
اللهم الطبي.
And the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala is making supplication that Allah facilitate and ease their situation.
وفرق بين أن يختار الإنسان ما هو فيه وأن يحصل عليه الأمر بغير اختيار.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that there is a difference from a person who is in a situation due to the choice that he has made and between him and the person who is in a situation wherein he has no choice.
من كان بغير اختياره ليس له إلا المنهج الشرعي وهو الصبر.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual who is in a situation where he had no choice of, or that he has no choice of, what is upon this individual is to adhere to the minhaj al-shari, the sharia legislation and methodology, and that is that this individual is commanded to have patience in this hardship that he is experiencing.
أما المتقلل مع القدرة مع الوجود فهذا مجاهد.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala states that the individual who does with the little, even though he lives in an abundance and he has the choice, the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that this individual is engaging in a form of mujahada or striving against the soul.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى قال الله تعالى فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات وسوف يلقون غيا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون شيئا وقال تعالى فخرج على قومه في زينته قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون إنه لذو حظ عظيم وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا وقال تعالى ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم وقال تعالى من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا.
كل هذه الآيات
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى stated that all of these verses
تبين أن
they explain that
هذا العطاء
that these things that the individual has been given
قد يكون سبب شقاء.
It could be a reason for the individual being wretched.
خاصة لمن ضيع الصلاة واتبع الشهوات.
Especially with regards to the individual who has wasted away his prayer and has followed his desires.
انتبه يا عبد الله.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala said, oh servant of Allah, take care, beware.
من زينة الحياة الدنيا وعشقها.
Beware of the beautiful, the beautiness of this worldly life and seeking it out or being seduced by it or being enamored with it.
وعدم المبالاة الآخرة وأنس.
And beware of not being or not giving due importance to the akhirah and working towards it and the relaxation that will be therein.
ثم كل ما أعطينا سمسلا.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that everything that we have been given, everything that we have been given, we will be asked about and we will be questioned about these blessings. God, so what is it that you want? And those people that work and they were hasty in regards to that which is in this life, Allah says in this verse, the last verse, that He gives it to them. And what happens after Allah gives them their recompense in this dunya, in this worldly life?
جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا.
They will be given the recompense of the hellfire, which they will be disgraced therein and punished therein.
فالله ما لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصير.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala made the supplication that Allah not make the dunya the end affair of or the end of what our knowledge allows us to reach, nor which we work towards, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from the hellfire. وقال رحمه الله تعالى والآيات في الباب كثيرة معلومة وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت ما شبع آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من خبز شعير يومين متتابعين حتى قبض متفق عليه.
يعني منذ قدم المدينة.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that this was the affair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the time that he arrived in Medina.
ثلاثة أيام متتابعة يشبعون فيها. قد يشبع في يوم أو في يوم. أما كل ثلاثة أيام تمر متتالية على شبع ما كان كذلك.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that what is derived from this hadith is that three consecutive days would not pass that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat was till he's full, يعني in those days, يعني 3 days consecutively. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that it may be a situation where one day he was full, the next day he wasn't, but there never passed 3 consecutive days when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat his fill.
وأصبح الشعير الآن طعام للدواب.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what was mentioned in this hadith of bread made from barley, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that in today's time, this has become barley, has become the animal feed, or the feed for animals, the food that is given to the animals. وفي رواية ما شبع آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم منذ قدم المدينة من طعام البر 3 ليال تباعا حتى قبر.
البر هو المعروف الطحين الأسمر.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what is mentioned in the second narration is that basically the same hadith except the difference of the word bur, which is considered wheat, the brown wheat, the whole wheat.
وعن عروة
وعن عروة عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أنها كانت تقول والله يا ابن أختي إن كنا لننظر إلى الهلال ثم الهلال ثم الهلال ثلاثة أهلة في الشهرين وما أوقد في أبيات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نار قلت يا خالة فما كان يعيشكم قالت الأسود
يعيشكم يعيشكم
قلت يا خالة فما كان يعيشكم قالت الأسودان التمر والماء إلا أنه قد كان لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جيران من الأنصار وكانت لهم منائع وكانوا يرسلون إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من ألبانها فيسقينا متفق عليه.
فما كان يعيشكم
يعيشكم
قالت الأسودة التمر والماء ولا شك أن التمر والماء طعام.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that when Aisha was asked and what did you live on or what would feed you, her response when she was asked, her response was the two black things, water and tamar or dates. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that without a doubt, these are things that are ta'am, are considered food.
اليوم على ما وعدنا أكل كثير ما نعرف بعض أسماء من الفواكه مليئة بموائدنا.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that in today's time, the food that we have access to buy, those things that we buy, they are plentiful, numerous, so much so that some of them, we don't even know the names of the things that we have the choice to buy.
النباتات بأنواعها.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the plants with their various names.
خضروات.
And also vegetables.
منها ما يطبخ ومنها ما يؤكل ومنها سلطات.
There are those that are cooked, those that are eaten as they are or raw, those that are used specifically for salads.
فواكه بأنواعها.
With regards to the fruit, there are so many different types of fruit, various types of fruits.
الحبوب والثمار.
And also with regards to الحبوب, seeds and ثمار, يعني other forms of fruit.
اللحوم بأنواعها.
And the different and various types of meat that are exposed.
من الأنعام أو الطيور أو الأسماك.
Whether that meat be from animals that traverse the earth or fish or birds.
بكل أنواع الطيور بكل أنواع الأسماك.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that all of these food instruments and things, but they're different and they're various different types and forms.
بأنواع الطبخات.
And the different types of meals that are cooked from these various and numerous types of animals.
الشرقي والعربي.
Whether it be Eastern dishes or Arabic dishes or European dishes.
المطبوخ.
Those things that are cooked.
والمشوي.
Those things that are barbecued.
والمقلي.
And those things that are fried.
And how?
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that these are all provisions and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
نعيش حياة الملوك.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that in reality we live the life of kings.
الله المستعان. الله يجزينا وإياكم شكر نعمة.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala made supplication that Allah bless us with being able to be thankful for these blessings.
والمشروبات بأنواعها.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is continuing the different types of drinks and the various types of drinks that are at our disposal. Sweets and those things that are salty. Likewise, the different and various forms of nuts that are eaten.
نسأل الله ألا عجلت لنا نسأل الله ألا نكون ممن عجلت لهم في الدنيا.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala very sadly said that we are not from those people who are given their reward in this life.
رسول الله مر شهرين وهم ما عندهم إلا صنفين التمر والماء.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is reminding us what is coming in this hadith that 2 months would pass and that the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have anything to eat except these two black things which were mentioned in this hadith, water and dates.
كل يوم بيومه.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that every day is with its respective day.
الآن لو نأتي بيوتنا فيها ميرة أشهر حتى لو توقف السوق البيت مليء بالأطعمة بما يكفي الناس شهر شهرين.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that even in times when people eat, they have at their disposal a numerous amount of food, so much so that people have what will last them 2 months. If the marketplaces were shut down, people, there are those people that will have enough to subside on and eat on or eat from for the remaining 2 months or the next 2 months. And this is an example of how much the people have been blessed with in today's time and how much they have at their ready disposal or easy disposal.
النعمه اذا شكرت زادت وقرت واذا جحدت زالت وقرت لو ان الارض سماؤها تمطر وارضها تنبت.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that with regards to the ni'mah, with regards to the blessings, if these blessings are thanked, then they will remain and they will increase. And if they are not thanked for, or if Allah Azza wa Jalla is not thankful with regards to these blessings, then these blessings would not remain and they would escape. They would cease to exist. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is the case even if rain was to fall for a consecutive amount of time, those blessings would cease to exist.
وإن شكرت
if the ni'mah or the blessing is thanked for
آتاها من فضل
then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give from its fadl or his blessing, its bounties.
لو أن سماءها لا تمطر وأرضها لا تمطر
even if it wasn't did not rain or water ceased to exist on the lands.
وإن كانت صحاري
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is the case that those blessings, if they are thankful, then Allah will provide even if the individual lives in a desert or if this place was in a desert.
يُغْدِقُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الْخَيْرَاتِ الَّتِي تُجْلَبْ لَهَا مِنْ بَحَرٍ وَمِنْ أَجْوَاءٍ وَمِنْ أَرَاضٍ زِرَاعِيَّةٍ وَمِنْ فَوَاكِهِ وَنَبَاتَاتٍ وَهِيَ قَاحِلَةٌ
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is the case, if this is the reality, if blessings are thanked, that even if the person or even if the people are in the desert, Allah Azza wa Jal would deem or would decree that blessings come to those people, blessings that they would never imagine from, whether it be blessings from the ocean or blessings from other lands, those blessings will reach those people due to the fact that these people were thankful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will increase them and provide from them in numerous manners and from numerous places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is reminding us of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the meaning of
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ فَإِنْ وَحَّدْنَا اللَّهَ مِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ التَّوْحِيدِ سُهُولَةِ الْحَيَاةِ وَتَوَفَّرُ الْخَيْرَاتِ
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is reminding us the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla and I say the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said, and if they worship the Lord of this house, that Allah Azza wa Jalla will provide from them, will feed them from hunger and provide safety for them. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is reminding us that this is the blessing of Tawheed. That the blessing of Tawheed is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the individuals and grants them security and safety. That these are from the fruits of Tawheed. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي سعيد
قال وكان جيران من الأنصار وهذا فيه إكرام الجار لجاره المحتاج أيضا أو إطعامه من طعامه الذي ليس هو عنده سواء لبن أو حليب أو هكذا
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala Ta'ala mentioned that the last part of this hadith that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had neighbors from the Ansar. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala Ta'ala reminded us that this is from the rights of the neighbors. That if you have something and your neighbor does it, that he is to give from what he has with regards to what the neighbor doesn't have. And that was exemplified in this hadith, that it was mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ had neighbors from the Ansar, and that they would give the Prophet ﷺ and his household from the milk of these animals. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي سعيد المقبري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه مر بقوم بين أيديهم شاة مصرية فدعوه فأبى أن يأكل وقال
شاة مصرية يعني مشوية تصلى يعني تشوى
شاة مصرية فدعوه فأبى أن يأكل وقال خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الدنيا ولم يشبع من خبز الشعير رواه البخاري.
هو ترك الأكل زهدا فيه هذه حرمته.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left eating off certain types of food zuhdin fi, having this or practicing this issue of zuhd, not due to the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deemed this as being haram.
Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
utiya lah bilahim fa'akal, ta'arraq, aynashah min al-lahim wal-awm.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet ﷺ was given these things, and from the things that he was given were different forms of meat.
لكن أبو هريرة هنا لم يأكل من المصرية أن يقول رسول الله ما أكل هذا.
But here Abu Huraira, he didn't eat from this barbecued meat, and he said that the Prophet ﷺ did not eat from it.
قصده ما أكل هذا أي أنها الدنيا لم تنفتح بل أتي له بخبز وكان الخبز هذا يعني أقرب ما يكون له فتيت أو ما يكون له يعني مثل الكيك في عصرنا أو كذا. فلما رآه بكى قال ما أكل رسول الله خبزا منعم، كان يأكل الشعير والشعير خشن مخالة. فلما رآه بكى قال رسول الله ما أكل من المرقق، هذا الخبز المرقق اللي، فكانوا يرون أن هذا الذين يأكلون المرقق مما هو من ترف الدنيا. كيف ألوان الحلويات الآن محلات الحلويات لو رأوها الصحابة هم لا يرونها حرام، لكن يقول هذا من الإغراق في الترف. ومعنى الإغراق في الترف يعني الانكباب عليه والغرق في حياة الدنيا وملذاتها وشهواتها.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that when Abu Huraira was given this soft form of bread, and the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى gave the example, he said it is like what we would see as being cake in today's time, basically this soft flour that we used to make this cake.
لا الكيك في هذا العصر أكثر نعومة.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى said that in reality the cake of today is much more softer. But the fact is
يعني قل مثل البريد التوست مثل الله أعلم مش هو لكنه يقول مرقق.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the bread that was given to Abu Huraira was very soft in comparison to what he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eat from. And due to this fact, it caused Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu to cry. And he stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not eat from this type of stuff, meaning that the dunya was not open to them like it was after the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala brought to our attention that the reason from this is not that Abu Huraira saw this radiallahu anhu, saw this as being haram, but it was that they saw that this was the epitome of living a luxurious life, and that it signified that an individual was immersed in the dunya. And due to this fact, this is what they saw this as. They saw this as being something like a luxury item that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not enjoy while he was living, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Az-zuhd.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala is further explaining that the word of zuhd. Well, what is the definition of zuhd? The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala explained to us the difference between zuhd and al-wara.
الزهد ترك ما لا ينفع.
It is leaving off that which does not benefit in the آخرة.
لذلك هم ترك المصلية ما تنفع ما فيها حسنات زيادة.
And here
هذا قصده من باب الزهد يعني ترك ما لا ينفع في الدار الآخرة.
And this hadith is exemplified. This zuhd is exemplified. The fact that Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه did not eat from this barbecued animal. يعني is from the aspect of zuhd, leaving off that which does not benefit in the آخرة.
بدري دمت شويك بوت ولا كملت.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: لم يأكل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على خوان حتى مات، وما أكل خبزا ورقة حتى مات. رواه البخاري. وفي رواية له: ولا رأى شاة سميطا بعينه قط.
خوان الطاولة.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى يتقن إذا ننسى ننسى حديث الأرب يقول خوان means a table.
والباقي الثلاث هذه كلها ليس معناها التحريم.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that these next three things that I mentioned, it doesn't mean that these things are haram.
لكنه صلى الله عليه وسلم متواضع.
Rather, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم left him على being humble.
وخير أن يكون ملك النبي أو أن يكون غير ذلك، فقال اللهم احيني مسكينا واحشرني في زمرة المساكين.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah said is reminding that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was given the choice of being a prophet and a king, and being other than that. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made the supplication that Allah عز وجل raise him up from being in the company of the masakin.
فكان يعيش حياة المساكين.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to live the lifestyle of the masakin, or those who are impoverished.
ويمارسها.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is what he engaged in, living that type of lifestyle.
لكن لو أكلنا مشوية.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى saying, if we eat barbecue meat, or if we have soft bread.
أو وعلى الطاولة، هل معنى هذا لا يجوز؟
Or on a table, does this mean that this is impermissible?
هو يجوز.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this is permissible. It is permissible to engage in these things.
ولكن هذه فيها تربية إن الإنسان يربي نفسه على عدم الإغراق في شهوات الدنيا، فيكون في حياته بساطة.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that what is exemplified in this hadith is disciplining the soul, and that the individual that he disciplines his soul so that he does not immerse himself in the shahawat or the desires of the dunya and those luxurious things from the dunya, that the individual does not drown himself or encompass himself in these desires of the dunya and these things that one benefits from or enjoys in with the dunya. And the individual, likewise, he is not arrogant.
يعني بمعنى لو لم يتيسر له طعام أو حصل هذا الطعام على الأرض ومن الطعام الذي ليس فيه ذاك أكله ولا مانع عنده.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this is exemplified, the individual not being arrogant, meaning that if he is provided food or if he is given food that he is normally not used to eating, or what he deems as being lower than what he is used to eating, or it's not on the table which he is used to eating from, it makes no difference to this individual. This individual is not arrogant and haughty and looks at himself as being above eating this type of food. Rather, the individual, he pays it no attention, he eats it and enjoys from it.
أيها الأخوة.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى states, O you brothers,
فقراؤنا في هذا البلد.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that the impoverished ones are those people who are poor in this country.
يعيشون حياة أغنياء بعض البلدان.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that in reality they live the lives of rich people in other countries. The poor people in this country, they live the lifestyle or a lifestyle which is comparable to the rich people or to rich people in other countries.
وأغنياؤنا يعيشون حياة ملوك.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated, and the wealthy ones from this country, they live like kings in other countries.
الحمد لله على ما نحن فيه من نعم.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى is thanking Allah عز وجل for the blessings that we experience and live in.
نعم.
وعن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما قال: لقد رأيت نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم وما يجد من الدقن ما يملأ به بطنه. رواه مسلم.
يعني ليس هناك تمر فاخر.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that there wasn't a type of فاخر or high quality date.
بل من أرض التمر.
Rather, it was from the lowest quality dates.
حتى التمر الرديء لا يجد كمية تصل إلى حد الشبع فيأكلها صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that what is exemplified in this hadith is that even with regards to the lowest quality of dates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not find enough for him to be satiated or eat his fill from it.
يعني الذي يجد ثلاث أو سبع بخلاف من يجد إناء كامل يأكله كله.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is stating that the one who finds 3 or 7 dates is different from the one who finds an entire container full of dates.
فلم ينظر بطنه من الداخل وهو التمر الرديء.
And what is exemplified, what is stated in this hadith is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not fill his stomach even from the low quality dates.
والآن ننتقي أجوده ولا نبالي بقيمته.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that in today's time, we choose the finest dates and we give no regard to the price that we'll pay or that we pay for them.
Allahumma zidna laka shukra.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is making supplication that Allah increase us in thanking him for these blessings.
Naam.
Wa qala rahimahullah ta'ala, wa an Sahl ibn Sa'd radiyallahu anhu qala, ma ra'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an-naqi من حين ابتعثه الله تعالى حتى قبضه الله تعالى فقيل له هل كان لكم في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مناخل قال ما رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم منخلا من حين ابتعثه الله تعالى حتى قبضه الله فقيل له كيف كنتم تأكلون الشعير غير منخور قال كنا نطحنه وننفخه فيطير ما طار وما بقي طريناه رواه البخاري.
أكلناه. أي أكلناه.
Meaning that this is what they would eat. They would eat it in this state. يعني without the dough being.
طحين قديما.
The Shaykh Abu Dawud has given an example with regards to طحين or the dough that was used or the wheat that was used.
تكسر حبوبه.
The seeds are broken.
وهناك حجرين.
And there are two rocks.
الحجر الأعلى.
They have a rock that is placed in a high position.
في فتحة.
And then there's a hole in it.
وفيه مكان للعصا.
And there's a place that has a stick.
وتحته حجر أصم.
And then there's a flat and a stone that is on the bottom. So the seeds go on that top stone.
يجعل.
And they come to the flat stone that is on the bottom.
يجعل في وسطه مثل اللوح.
And then something placed in the middle, يعني, like a stick in the middle.
فيأخذ هذا الحجر فيجعل على هذا الحجر.
The top stone is placed on the bottom stone.
فيأخذون فيضعون في الوسط ويدورون بهذا الحجر. هذا اسمه رحى.
And they put the stones, they put the wheat in the middle, and then they move the stone, and the seeds are then crushed, and they are crushed on the bottom, and this device is called رحى.
ويجعلونه على قطعة قماش.
And they put a piece of cloth on it as well.
ويدور الرحى وما خرج من الرحى قد بلغ حد الطحن.
And once they circle this, and once the wheat is crushed, it comes out to this cloth, and this is the wheat that will be used.
فيدورون بالرحى.
And they circle this رحى like this, and when the wheat comes out, this is the wheat that is considered being crushed or grounded or ready to be. To have bread made from.
وليس كل البيوت فيها رحى.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that not every household had this رحى.
هذا قبل أن تأتي الأدوات الكهربائية.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that this was what was used before electricity. You know, they had electric appliances.
فتتعب المرأة وهي تدير الرحى وقد كان في بيتنا رحى.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that the women from they were tired themselves and exhausted themselves using this raha. And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that even in his house they had this raha.
المرحلة الثانية.
And the second stage.
ما اجتمع في هذا الطحين الذي قد قذفه الرحى وهو يدور يجمع فيجعل في منخل.
They would have this crushed wheat. What they would do, they would take it and they would put it in a sieve.
المنخل هذا التور.
And the seed is like a.
شفتوا النوافذ ما في خلفها التور.
It's a string. It's a sieve. What we say in the sieve.
هذا التور يجعل فيه إطار خشبي ثم يغلق فيصبح المنخل ضيق جدا فيجعل فيه هذا الطحين الذي قد طحن ثم يعملون به هكذا فينزل أنعم الطحين الذي طحن.
So the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that after they put this crushed wheat into the seed, they move it around, and what comes out will be the softest remaining part of that crushed wheat, that wheat.
ناتجه خبز مرقق وأعلاه ما يسمى بالنخالة.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the end result is that what comes through the seed, This is what would be considered the bread, or what they would make the soft bread from, and the remaining part, this is what is called Mukhala.
إذا زرتم الأماكن التراثية والمتاحف سترون هذا.
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى said that if you see any place like a museum which has artifacts from old, you will find these things mentioned and you will find these things there.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم أو ليلة فإذا هو بأبي بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما فقال ما أخرجكما من بيوتكما هذه الساعة قال الجوع يا رسول الله قال وأنا والذي نفسي بيده لأخرجني الذي أخرجكما قوموا فقاموا معه فأتى رجلا من الأنصار فإذا هو ليس في بيته فلما رأته المرأة قالت مرحبا وأهلا فقال لها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أين فلان؟ قالت ذهب يستعذب لنا الماء إذ جاء الأنصاري فنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصاحبيه ثم قال الحمد لله ما أحد اليوم أكرم أضيافا مني فانطلق فجاءهم بعذق فيه بسر وتمر ورطب فقال كولوا وأخذ المدية فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إياك والحلو فذبح لهم فأكلوا من الشاء ومن ذلك العذق وشربوا فلما أن شبعوا ورووا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما والذي نفسي بيده لتسألن عن هذا النعيم يوم القيامة أخرجكم من بيوتكم الجوع ثم لم ترجعوا حتى أصابكم هذا النعيم رواه مسلم.
هنا بين إلى موازنة.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that what is explaining this is the موازنة يعني the balance.
لما تيسر الأكل أكل.
When the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that when this food was facilitated for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he partook in it.
ولما لم يكن موجود صبر.
And when this food was not there the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم exemplified patience or had patience.
فوجود الطعام
so the fact
لم يمتنع صلى الله عليه وسلم مع أن العذق فيه نوع بسر يعني اللون كامل ولم يأتي فيها طرف التمر إنما بسر كلها لونها واحد حمراء أو صفراء هذه تسمى بسرة رطب هذا يسمى بسرة وهناك مناصيف يعني نصفها رطب ونصفها أصابه التتمر فأصبحت مثمرة نصفها ونصفها رطب ونوع لا كلها أصبحت تمرة فالعذق فيه كل الأنواع الثلاثة وأكل منها صلى الله عليه وسلم لما أن تيسر فليس معناه إذا أتاك طعام تقول أنا ما أكل وأنت في حاجة وجائع فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكل من هذا فلما رأى أخذ المدية يعني السكين بيذبح ذبيحة لهم طعام هذا يكفي يشبعهم وهذا فيه دليل الإكرام وتربية على الإكرام بل حتى زوجته رباها على الإكرام لما أتوا فرحبت بهم وقل من النساء تكون كذلك إلا من تربت في بيت أباها أو رباها زوجها.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that there are numerous things which are exemplified in this hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The first thing is that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when it was facilitated for him these different forms of food, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم partook in it and he ate from them and he did not say or he did not refuse. And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that what is mentioned in this hadith is that when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was given this stalk that had dates on it, the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى explained to us that there were three types of dates on this stalk. The first type was one where it was only one color. It was either all red or all yellow. The second type was half of the date was soft and it was rotab, and the other half still remained its color. It still had its color, whether it was yellow or red. And the third type was the type that was all tamar, or all date, all brown. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that here in this stock, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had three choices or three types of dates therein. And the Prophet ﷺ ate from it. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that that in itself was enough to fill him. But yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam let this man honor them as they were his guests, and as he asked for a knife so that he could sacrifice an animal for them. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated that what is exemplified in this section of the hadith is that this shows ikram al-dayf, yani being generous and hospitable to your guest, so much so that the man's wife was hospitable. What did she say when they came? She said, marhaban wa ahlan. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated that this exemplifies that her husband cultivated her, taught her, and raised her upon this ikram of being generous and hospitable to the guests. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated that there are a small number of women who are like this, except those women who either were taught in the household of their fathers, or they were taught from their husbands. They were taught this generosity.
من هذا الكريم؟
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated, who was this generous one?
Abu al-Haytham ibn al-Tayha.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala again gave the name of this individual who was Kareem, the generous one, Abu Haytham.
And the Kareem, I have to go to the
here, the individual's name is Abu Haytham ibn al-Tahiyyan.
At-Tayhan.
That was the individual.
يستعذ بالماء يعني يأتي لهم بالماء العذب.
And the individual's wife, when he wasn't at home, she said that he went to get يعني sweet water or drinking water for us. يستعذ, it means to get the water that was suitable for drinking.
يعني الماء العذب.
The water that is suitable for.
فليس كل الآبار بعضها صالح للشرب, ما بعض الآبار حلوة وبعضها مالحة, شيء يصلح للغسيل والملابس وشيء يصلح للشرب والطعام.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated that in that time there were different types of wells. There was well water that was salty that they would use to wash either their clothes or wash dishes and stuff like this. And then you had those wells that had sweet water or water that was suitable for drinking.
جوع وعطش رجعوا شبع ورية.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated that what is mentioned in this hadith is that they came out, they were thirsty and they were hungry, and then they went back to their respective homes, and they were full. They were full from what they had to drink, and they were full from what they had to eat.
فهذا شبع بأصناف من النعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated that they were satiated and given from different types or numerous types of food.
يعني هذه النعم ستسألون عنها.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminded them that this blessing that you were blessed with, you will be asked about it and questioned about it يوم القيامة. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وأن خالد بن عمر العدوي رضي الله عنه قال خطبنا عتبة بن غزوان رضي الله عنه وكان أميرا على البصرة فحمد الله وأثنى عليه ثم قال أما بعد فإن الدنيا قد آذنت بسرب وولت حذاء ولم يبقى منها إلا سبابة كسبابة الإناء يتصابها صاحبها
يعني يستقطر ما فيها
وإنكم منتقلون منها إلى دار لا زوال لها فانتقلوا بخير ما بحضرتكم فإنه قد ذكر لنا أن الحجر يلقى من شفير جهنم فيهوي فيها 70 عاما لا يدرك لها قعرا والله لتملأن أفعجبتم ولقد ذكر لنا أن ما بين مصراعين من مصاريع الجنة مسيرة 40 عاما وليأتين عليها يوم وهو كظير من الزحام ولقد رأيتني سابع سبعة مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لنا طعام إلا ورق الشجر حتى طرحت أشداقنا والتقطت بردة فشققتها بيني وبين سعد بن مالك فاتزرت بنصفها واتزر سعد بنصفها فما أصبح اليوم منا أحد إلا أصبح أميرا على مصر من الأمصار وإني أعوذ بالله أن أكون في نفسي عظيما وعند الله صغيرا رواه مسلم
قمة الاعتراف.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated that this is the epitome of a person admitting or confessing.
عتبة من السابقين الأولين.
And Uqba is from the Sabiqeen al-Awwaleen, those who were the foremost.
استعرض حالة النشأة وما آلت إليه الأمة.
And he mentioned that, يعني how things first were when they were coming up and the situation that they found themselves in after that.
وهذا في هذا الاستعراض تربية.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that these things that Uqba mentioned here, the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that therein is tarbiya or cultivation and discipline.
فذكر الحالة الأمنية.
He mentioned يعني with regards to safety.
والحالة الاجتماعية.
And with regards to a situation related to social situation.
وشؤون الطعام.
And also with regards to the affair of food.
وأحوالهم هم.
And their specific situation.
لباسهم.
And with regards to their clothes.
ما كان عندهم شيء.
They didn't have anything.
لكن لما آلت لهم الأمور.
But when the affair or the situation, their situation changed and those things were brought to them.
الأمصار وأمراء للأمصار.
They became emirs or leaders or rulers over specific provinces and regions and areas.
هل استمروا باللباس القديم والطعام القديم أم استعانوا بما وهبهم الله على طاعة الله؟
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is asking the question. When their situation changed and they became emirs over these respective places, did they remain in their same situation wearing the same clothes that they once wore before and eat the same food that they once ate before? Or did they use these newly found blessings or newly given blessings in assistance or seeking assistance with these blessings in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and with that which is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal?
He is thani.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the answer is the second one. That they use these blessings to in the obedience of Allah Azza wa
Jalla. And
the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that there is no monasticism in Islam.
وطريقة الصوفية خطأ.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the methodology of the Sufis is a mistaken and a misguided methodology.
فعندك الثوب الطاهر تلبس الثوب القذر؟ لا.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is giving an example. You have a clean thawb and yet you choose to wear a dirty thawb. No, this is not what is correct.
إذا عندك حذاء جيد ولباس جيد البسه.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that if you have good clothing and good shoes, wear them.
قال يا رسول الله الرجل يحب أن يلبس الثوب الحسن والنعل الحسن فهل هذا من التكبر؟ قال إن الله جميل يحب الجمال.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is reminding us of the hadith when the Sahabi came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Messenger of Allah, the individual, he likes to look nice and he likes to wear nice things. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked, he said, is this considered takabbur or is this considered being arrogant? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he said that Allah is Jameel, the most beautiful one, and he loves Jamal, he loves beauty.
حديث الآخر.
And in another hadith which also exemplifies this aspect.
إن الله يحب أن يرى أثر نعمته على عبده.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is reminding us of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see the residual effect of his blessing upon his servant.
هذا التواصل.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that what is exemplified in this hadith that he mentioned, this is the concept of tawazun, of being balanced.
فيا فقير لا تأخذ الديون حتى تعيش حياة الأغنياء.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is saying to the poor person, do not take upon debt and try to live like you are from the rich people.
عيش حياتك.
Live your life as you are able to, within your means.
بطاقتك.
يعني within your means.
المالية.
With regards to your financial means. Do not exceed your financial means.
فين رزقك الله خير.
And if Allah blesses you or grants you more, then let that be manifest upon you. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي موسى
بعضهم فقير فأغناه الله فإذا رأيته كأنه فقير بودك تتصدق عليه وهو يملك من أموال الدنيا والله به عليم. هذا فقرة في فقرة في قلبه.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual who he's poor, he looks like he's poor, but in actuality he is rich, and he's so the way he looks makes you think that he's poor so much so that you want to give him sadaqah. Yet in reality this person is from the richest of people. The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this person he is impoverished in his heart.
ذكر الجنة ووصفها والنار وما فيها. جعل الله وإياكم من الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala mentioned that the Sahabi also mentioned the affair of the paradise and the affair of the hellfire. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala made supplication that Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us with paradise and protect us from the hellfire. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال أخرجت لنا عائشة رضي الله عنها كساء وإزارا غليظا قالت قبض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذين متفق عليه.
هذه ممتلكات لباس.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what is demonstrated in this hadith is what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم owned, that this was what he owned.
معلوم.
And this is, it was known.
هناك معلومة سأقولها.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala, he said that he wants to tell us something.
لا يوجد شيء من مقتنيات الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that there is nothing which remains or exists from that which was owned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So nothing from what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam owned or possessed exists or remains today. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that there is nothing that is legitimately from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from what he owned or possessed.
La burda.
Not his burda.
ولا سيف.
Nor his sword.
ولا خاتم.
Nor his ring.
خاتمة سقط في البئر لما حضرها عثمان. كان في يد أبو بكر ثم في يد عمر ثم سقط بعد ذلك.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the ring of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given to Abu Bakr ثم عمر and then it fell in a well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ring that he once wore, it fell in a well.
والذين يتبركون بهذه الأشياء يقولون هذه بقايا رسول الله.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala brought that to our attention because there are those people that they claim that they are seeking blessings from the remnants of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is not true. Nothing remains from the possessions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
لا في تركيا.
Not in Turkey.
ولا في الشيشان.
Nor in Chechnya.
ولا في الإمارات.
Nor in the Emirates.
ولا في أي مكان.
Or any other place.
لا في الهند ولا في الشرق ولا في القرب ولا على كوكب الأرض.
Not in India, not in the East, not in the West, not in the planet, not on the planet Earth.
فانتبهوا ممن يقتات لهذه الأشياء.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated for us to beware of those people who seek to eat from these things, these false claims and lies that they fabricate.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وان سعد بن ابي وقاص رضي الله عنه قال اني لاول العرب رمى بسهم في سبيل الله ولقد كنا نغزو مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لنا طعام الا ورق الحبله وهذا السمر حتى ان كان احدنا ليضع كما تضع الشاة ما له خلق متفق عليه.
يعني أوراق الشجر فإذا قضى أحدهم حاجته كأنما هي حاجة الغنم.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what was exemplified in this hadith is that they would eat from the leaves of trees so much so that what they would يعني defecate would be like the droppings of sheep. And it demonstrates the small amount of what they used to eat. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجعل رزق آل محمد قوتا متفق عليه. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال والله الذي لا إله إلا هو.
القوت يعني الطعام قليل. وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخر ميرة أهله سنة. هذا معناه توازن. إذا كان عنده شيء أتى به وإذا ليس عنده شيء فهذا الموجود.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what was demonstrated in the hadith of Abi Huraira is this tawazun or this balance. That if you had something, you had it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to save things and he used to save food and he used to give his family what will last for a year. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is the balance that was there and exemplified in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح
والفقه في الدين، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه، وصلى الله وسلم على محمد. بارك الله فيكم أجمعين.
And the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala concludes tonight's lesson with this hadith by sending prayers and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
إن شاء الله غدا الدرس على موعدنا إن شاء الله.
And tomorrow's lesson will be at the same time and place.